Mike's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version so then my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm going to set up the speaker and I'm going to listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good on it, and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need the spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. I am the Bulldog. Solo mission today, although lots of help on the way. Starting at 3:30 with our buddy Sammy Paniatovic, Fox 32 sports reporter for Chicago. Paul Hamilton at 4. I don't know why I put it. I just felt like that should be the voice to talk about a guy that works in TV, which is insulting and maybe even degrading. And I will answer to Sam for that in half an hour. Paul Hamilton at 4. We'll have the Sabres and what's happening and what has happened, what hasn't happened. Conversation once more with a bit of a twist. I'm hoping we have time, if I effectively manage the conversation with Paul, to talk about some of the other teams in the Atlantic Division and what they've done and haven't done here so far in the offseason. And our buddy Aaron Quinn, it's been a while since maybe last summer, from Cover One, will join me at 5. I wanted to start today, if you will indulge me. This does not have to be a time-consuming task on your part, but I'm asking you for help just quickly. I want one segment, not even a whole segment. I want you to call in and answer a simple question for me. How much do you tip the people who dry your car at the Delta Sonic Car Wash? 803-0550 is the number. Assume it. I guess I don't tip could be an answer too. But what? How do you handle the drying lane at the Delta Sonic? I had a little extra time today on my way in, and why am I getting the reaction I'm getting in there? Did Derek talk about this today or something? Then I don't even know about it.
No, I'm saying I don't tip the drying guy at all.
Oh,
I've never.
Okay. Well, you're young. You got time to learn. Okay. 803-0550. I've been thinking about this for a while because I have been tipping the same amount probably for 30 years. And I asked one person here at work about this, and he gave me a number and I gave him mine, and he said he thought I was crazy on the high end. So I don't know. That's a compliment, I guess. But I want to get some input. And I promise. I really do. I promise this is not going to turn into a 4-hour show about tipping. It will not. I'm going to confine this to however few minutes we have. I'm going to ask Dan. You're not going to get screened. So I mean, if you want to call and try to swear, now's your minute, because there's not going to be an arduous process here. I'm not even asking Dan to get names. I want to see the phone lines full, and I'm going to just plow through them. And you know, I promise that no hard follow up questions. And you know, that's the deal. 803-0550. How much do you tip the dryers, the people with the towels at the end? What happened to me today is I did not have what I consider to be the appropriate amount. I didn't have the unit, the cash unit. I'm giving this away. Well, I mean, unless you think I'm tipping a dollar or a quarter, I didn't have the appropriate sum, and all I had was a 20. And I could not. I actually thought about it. I reached into my pocket. I'm like, I often don't have cash. The only times I have cash now are when my younger son gives me his money for the car insurance every month, because that's cash. And then I just carry that around until I run out of it. It's a couple hundred bucks, and I'll use that to tip bartenders or, you know, pay a tab at a place that doesn't take credit cards. But mostly I just carry it around, and then it runs out, and then he gives me another couple hundred bucks the next month for the car insurance, and then I have new money. But that's, he gives me 20s. So I don't have the amount that I wanted. And I thought, like, could I live with just blowing 20 bucks on this? No, that's just stupid. That's uncalled for. And so I just toughed it out, and I came here from, I'm very close to the Delta Sonic at Maine, at Maple and the Boulevard. Our studios are less than a mile, maybe a mile, whatever. I just came here and sort of, you know, just, there was already streaks of water from the mirrors on the doors. And I got, you probably know by now I'm enough of a psycho that that makes me insane. So I'm out there trying to polish it. Anyway, so I didn't go through the drying lane today because I didn't have the appropriate sum. So what? Let's just see how it goes. 803-0550. If you're trying to get through, as you hear someone drop off, maybe just keep trying, because we'll plow through these. How much do you tip the drying lane people at the Delta Sonic Car Wash? First caller, what's your name?
This is Zach in Buffalo.
All right.
Bulldog, $5 maximum, I find here. I don't think it's... If I had $3, I would give it to him, honestly. One seems low, five max. Three is a sweet spot, in my opinion. I also rarely get it done, but I'm going $5.
Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate the call. $5 is max $5, says Zach, our first caller through. Caller number two, hello. How much do you tip the Delta Sonic drying lane people? Caller number two has bailed out, it seems like. They're not there. I don't even hear that noise you sometimes hear. Hello, caller. You don't know what line you're on. I think I made a mistake in execution here, not asking for names. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Chris. Ray from Clarence. I have a car, not a truck, so I tip $2 if they lift up that windshield wiper, or it's a buck if they don't.
Okay. I like that you have criteria. A buck if they don't lift the windshield wiper, if they are a little more thorough. Two, I will tell you what my... I never change what I tip. I tip the same every time, no matter what. But there are times where I wish I could give more when the... You know what the key to the whole thing is for me? Is that air hose that they get the water out of the mirrors with? Because that's... What they could dry that car impeccably, but if they don't get that water out of the mirrors, you start driving down the road and you can watch it. Just the water splaying out of there, it's all over the doors, and like, ah, now I gotta clean that up, right? So if they do a good job with that, or what I perceive to be a good job with that, I think, man, I think I wanna double my tip, but I'm usually not equipped to do that. I might only have the amount. Hello, you're on the air. How much do you tip the Delta Sonic drying lane people?
Hey, Bulldog. I'm an unlimited member at Delta Sonic, so they got my $32 a month. I'm not tipping a damn thing. I go the air dry route, and I never have my car wiped down.
All right. Thank you for that. This is like, I you've gotten my money already. Okay. I mean, that's people live like that. I'm not going to judge you. By saying that, it sounds like I'm judging. I'm sorry. You do you. That's cool. How much hello caller, you're on the air. How much do you tip the drying lane people at Delta Sonic? Hello. I can hear you. Hello. Yeah. See this. I screwed up. Hello, caller. Can you hear me? You're on the air.
I can hear you.
Good.
Can you hear me?
Yep. Gotcha. You're ready to go. How much do you tip these people?
All right. I'm telling you, I'm tipping at the most five. Like I think it was Zach. All right. Now The problem is here. You know, I think a dollar is like degrading. So if I start having a panic attack in the middle of the washer.
Yeah.
And if I don't have money, I bolt out the no dry lane, which then I hate the way the car looks. So the way I solve this whole problem is I actually stopped going to Delta Sonic and I go to the go car wash on Sheridan with the free vacuums and all that, and I tip myself. And well, that's it.
Okay, that's a way to do it. Sure. They have free vacuums at the Delta Sonic too. I went through I don't know what. I'm not familiar, I don't think, with the name of the place that the caller just mentioned, but I went through one time a different, before I had the, I've got the pass. I've got the whatever, that $32 a month. I've got that. And I'm positive I'm not getting my money's worth because I don't think I've gotten my truck washed in 3 months, but I did today. But one time I went through a different car wash and my windshield got chipped. I was like, that's it. I'm not. It could have just been, you know, coincidence. I'm like, I am not. I've been going to Delta Sonic for like 40 years. And one time I tried the other place. I'm like, oh, great. There's a crack in my windshield now. So I'm sworn off other. I'm a Delta Sonic till I die guy. Hello, caller. You're on the air. How much do you tip the drying lane people at Delta Sonic?
Hello?
Yep. Gotcha. You're on the air.
Is it me?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Holy crap, I've never actually got through before.
Wow, well, this is a moment for you. Don't be nervous.
I go way over the top, and I do like $20.
Wow. Do you have a huge vehicle?
No, not at all. I just feel bad for the workers.
That's awesome that you do that. I thought about doing that today, and I just thought that's too, I don't know. I just couldn't do it.
I go sparingly, so I only go once in a while.
Yeah.
So when I do, I'm like, I'm not going to miss this $20. So.
Go big. All right. Yeah, no, I respect that. I appreciate it. Thanks for participating and calling in. Next up, caller, I hope you can hear me. I should have had Dan take names. How much do you tip the drying lane people?
$5.
Okay, $5. I love the $5 answer. A couple of more here. How much do you tip the drying lane people at the car wash?
Can't hear me, Bulldog.
Yeah, we got you.
Okay, so one of my kids worked there when he was in high school, the one on Main Street. He would come home filthy, dirty, complaining. I used to be a dollar, $2 kind of guy. I got up to $5, but just like a couple callers ahead of me, there'd be times I get in there, I got the monthly, and you get in and you realize you don't have any cash. So I stopped doing it, go to the one on Sheridan just like he does. It's amazing we go to the same place. And I don't have to tip. I go in, sometimes I'll drive right out without drying, sometimes I'll take my time, and I'll get out and do it myself. But, I mean, you should not be going there letting those kids dry your car off without at least giving them $5.
That's where I'm at. That's exactly where I'm at. Thank you. Appreciate the call. I have been tipped. Here's the thing about it to me. This is not a brag. At all. I don't intend it to be. And I love the guy that's willing to go $20. It can't be from the time I was driving because I lived, you know, with my parents. We had a driveway. I don't have a driveway. I have a driveway, but it is not a drive. It's tiny. You can fit a car in there. There's a fence in the way. There's no room to wash a car, really, literally on my property. When I live with my parents, you know, my dad was the kind of guy. My dad was the change your oil in the driveway guy, right? He had the ramps and everything. He taught me to do that. I probably still have on a workbench in my basement one of those wrenches for the oil filter, you know, that fits on there and then tightens and then you get the... I'd be washing my truck in the driveway if I had a driveway. I've tried at my house on the street. And I live on a bus route. It's not relaxing. It's not, I'm going to get sideswiped while I'm out there. It's a bad scene. So I've been using car washes to clean my cars since I've not lived in my parents' house, which is most of the last 40 years. And from the first time I ever went through one of those drying lanes, I think I've been giving them $5. And that might have been, maybe I was a real big wheel back in like 1995 when I was doing that. Because if people are still telling me today that a couple of bucks is fine, $5 is a max. When I was rolling, I must have been like Rockefeller or something, handing out $5 bills for that back in the 90s. But I always felt like a buck or two was just not, it's like your grandma giving you a quarter. Like, no. So the $5. Was the baseline, but it has not changed. I have not graduated with inflation to the 10. Like I could easily have a $10 bill. And be like, okay, I'm gonna. And I think today I would have done that if I had a 10, but I didn't. I was a 20, and I just was like, nope, too much. Can't. Just doesn't feel right to me. So maybe I'll reconsider next time after I got a guy that's telling me like that's what he does whenever he goes, but it doesn't go all that much. But 5 has been the number, and I've wondered for a while whether or not I should be, you know, this is why grandparents would give you quarters when I was a little kid, because a quarter when they were a little kid was a big deal. You could go down to the store at the corner and actually get something for a quarter. But by the time I was getting quarters from grandparents, you really didn't get much for a quarter. And now, you know, I just wonder about that whole, it seems like inflation proof is the tipping, the drying lane people, because 5 has been my amount the entire time. Here's the thought I had, and I was told I was crazy by one person in the building here. Said, like, you know, $2 for me, 5, I think you're nuts doing that every time. And I'm like, well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the pass costs, whatever it costs, $30 a month or whatever. I think, like, the Super Kiss Plus at the cash price at the window is like $20, it's over $20 now, I think, maybe $25 even, for the highest end wash you can get. I'm not talking about taking it in the shop for the detail and all the other stuff. I'm just talking like drive through there. And so I feel like five is where I think you got to be. And I just wonder if it's enough now, because I have been doing that for so long that it feels like maybe I should up it. But I'm getting the feeling that it's okay. Let me try if we got a caller. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
How much do you tip the drying lane people?
I tip $3, but I have a whole different strategy.
Okay.
When I come out of the car wash and pull up to the dryer, I roll down my window, give him the $3, and then roll up my window, because I believe he does a better job when he's got the cash in his hand instead of if he's going around your car wondering if he's going to get a tip.
Do you feel like you get a good job or above average job every time by using these tactics?
Yeah, I tested it versus okay. And after the dry, right, or before. Yeah.
How do they go extra hard with that air hose? Because I'm telling you, that's the big key for me is the air hose.
With me. I don't like the drips.
Yeah, man. The drips are the worst. I can get my truck washed. Yeah, thank you. I get my truck washed and see it from the front window of my house parked on the street. Again, you know, I don't have a driveway. And I can see the streaks from the mirror on the door if I don't get them. And, you know, of course that makes me insane. I just got the truck washed. I can't have the streaks because I'm nuts. Yeah, I want it to look nice. One more. Ken, hi, you're on the air. Ken, how much do you tip the drying lane people at Delta Sonic?
$2.
$2. Has that been consistent for a number of years for you?
Yes, that's consistent every time.
All right. I appreciate you calling in and telling me. That was the amount that my coworker said I thought, like, you're nuts with 5. But I don't know. I guess I can be a bit of an aggressive. I don't want to praise myself as a great tipper. But 5 is my number. I've wondered for a while whether I should up it to 10, because again, you know, if there's no way somebody has that job for the lifetime of me going to Delta Sonic, but like I've been giving somebody $5 since the 90s and it's 2026. It seems like maybe you should get a little more out of that. I don't know. Maybe it's just one of those things. What I thought today, and I actually thought about this while I was in the car wash, once I realized I didn't have the right bill, I didn't have a $5 bill to or 5 singles, or even a 10. All I had was a 20, and I just thought, no, I can't do it. I wondered, would they ever think to let the dryers have their little Venmo guy there so that you could do it that way? Because I will sometimes not even go to the car wash if I don't have cash to tip the drying lane person. Like I don't like skipping it. You've heard me talk about the streaking. I like to get the vehicle dried. It completes the process. And so if I don't have cash to tip the drying lane people, I might not even go through the car wash. I wonder if they've ever sat at like a conference room table and talked about whether or not they should allow individuals to put their little QR code for their Venmo on their station And then I can just cruise through, bang that with my phone, and I can slide them $5. And, yeah, I guess you could forget to do that or something, but it would be a way to avoid, well, for me, skipping the car wash entirely because you don't have any cash to tip the person. So I thought of that. I'm also feeling very sheepish about tipping people this week because I had a major job done at my house this week. We the air conditioner went and the furnace along with it. And so everything was 20 years old, time for new stuff. And like, okay, God, this is a tough one, but we got to do it. We got to do it. We're doing it. Fine. So that's a big job. That's big money. And I paid, like there was a guy that came over to sort of, you know, estimate and what do you need? And like, here's our options and all that. Like basically the sales guy, I guess I would say. And we signed everything and I paid right then. I paid the day before the work was done, mostly because I was worried that I was not going to be home by the time they finished the job, and I wasn't sure if my wife was going to be home, one of the kids would be there to babysit. I just wanted it all buttoned up, right? So I had three guys there that worked for about 5 hours at my house, and just as I'm getting ready to leave for work, they're like, hey, we're done, and I didn't think that was going to happen before I left for work. And, you know, they showed me everything. They did. Like, here's this. This is how this works. We did this. Here's everything. Like, okay, looks great, guys. Thanks. And there's this awkward moment there. At least I felt it because I knew, oh, like, as soon as the guy said, hey, we're done, I'm like, oh no. Like, 10 times I probably thought, get cash, get cash, get cash, get cash. The guys are coming. You're going to want to slide them some extra dough for doing the work in your house and cleaning up, whatever. You know, just tip the guy, the crew. And I never got the cash, so I didn't have it. And there's this, you know, okay, like, you paid already? I'm like, yep. Okay, we'll see ya. Like, when I didn't come forth with the 50s, it was just, like, I felt like a jerk. And same thing. I texted the guy, the sales guy that had been there the day before. I'm like, hey, do those guys have Venmo? Any of them? Because I would love to. I feel like a jerk. I didn't take care of them like I would like to have taken care of them. And I haven't heard back. So I don't know if they do. But I felt just kind of like a heel, you know, not hooking those guys. Oh, I'm sorry. I just noticed Brad is on hold. Brad Ryder, you just did a show, Brad.
I know. You weren't supposed to know that it was me calling. If anyone else had brought up everything that was on my mind, the entirety of you talking about tipping at Delta Sonic, I wouldn't have had to call. But picture the whole thing. I picture two people drying the car. I don't go to a ton. I'm more of a... the thing where you shove in, like, however many quarters are in your car, like $4 worth of quarters, and then wash it as fast as you can, and then drive fast to dry it up. Like, that's more my speed.
Yep.
But when I do go to the place, I picture two people, and because this goes back to when I was a kid, I worked at a hot dog place right next to the car wash place, and a bunch of friends were there, so I used to know them. So it's like, do I know the person? Do I not? Is it a guy or a girl? I'm in high school at the time. It matters. What does the girl look like? And also, usually, there are two. So it's whatever I have in singles that is divisible by two. And that's what it always is for me. But anybody else mentioned, did they get rid of it? Does that go with
I have not had two people. I have not had two people dry my truck in I don't know how long. It's been one person every time I've gone for 10 years. Probably.
Okay.
So,
right. Well, it used to be based on looks, smiles, and what's divisible by two.
Gotcha. Thank you, Brad. You've contributed greatly to the show. Good luck with your kids' baseball this weekend. All right. There's Brad Ryder, who I guess works here now again. I don't even know if that he's here a lot. So I guess he works here now. There's never been like an official announcement. Does that show even have a name yet? Or is this Tim and Brad? Which is fine. I mean, our show's Shope and the Bulldog. I mean, I got a dopey nickname on it, but whatever. It's the same deal. So they need, you know, Graham does not need to be called Grimace or something. Just imagining Graham living with the nickname Grimace. Wow. He's going to come here and punch me hard in the face, probably. All right. thank you for calling. Those of you who are on hold that want to contribute to the conversation about tipping, we're done. Sam Panionovich, I mean, I did the best I could. Thank you, Dan. Effectively executed, especially you did a good job getting the names of all the people I'm not going to talk to. But, I mean, you did at least get there. I mean, I told him not to take the names, and that was a mistake on my part, and I feel bad. Not really. I don't really care. This is utterly disposable, and no one will remember it in 3 minutes. Sam Panionovich, our resident odds-making expert and Fox Chicago reporter, sports reporter, coming up for his weekly visit. We missed him last week because we were off for the holiday weekend. So Sammy P on the way after this. I am the Bulldog, and this is WGR.
Where would an Olympic gold medal rank? Do you want to compete? What do you think?
I would sign up tomorrow to be on the team. I've always dreamed of competing for my country and being able to wear my own gold medal. It was a much different game than I thought it would be, but I do think that there is a potential space. I would love to do it. I'm from California, it's in LA. I live here now, so who knows?
Why was that music so loud? What's going on there? That wasn't us. That was in the clip. I mean, it was us. We chose to play it. I'm just saying, like, that the music was pageantry there for Josh Allen talking about his desires to be involved as a quarterback, I assume, a quarterback for flag football in the next Summer Olympics. Good to have you along for the ride on a hot, sunny Friday here in Western New York. I'm the Bulldog. Mike is still on vacation. He'll be back on Monday, but guess what? Then I'm gone for a week. So we'll be back together eventually. It's summer. It's how it goes. I'd give you the phone number right now, but that would be stupid because we're going to talk to Sam Panionovich, our buddy from Chicago, Fox Sports Reporter, Fox affiliate in Chicago, Sports Reporter. I'm making this harder than it needs to be. Sam, what's going on, man? How you been? We missed you.
I miss you, Bulldog. I always miss you, though.
Well, it's touching. Have you become a huge soccer honk now? I'm seeing you. I saw you at the USA, some watch party for a USA game. You were dressed up like a Karate Kid or something. And then I saw you with the France fans yesterday. Are you becoming more into soccer than you ever were, or are you just, you know, punching the clock?
Honk is a good word. I don't know if I would use honk, but I do appreciate a honk. I can throw up a front every 4 years for soccer, can't I? I feel sure. Like that's sort of where most of us are, though. I mean, look, I'm not ever turning the TV on to watch an MLS match. Maybe if I'm not hungover, I'll watch some English Premier League on Saturday, maybe, to kind of go back to sleep. But I think there's something to be said about having this national sense of pride every 4 years. And look, the Americans won the group. They won a knockout match. And then they got embarrassed at the very end against a very solid and very, you know, stingy Belgium squad. And Christian Pulisic didn't score a goal in the whole tournament, which was a little alarming for the best soccer player ever from America. But I think it was a fun run. It ended poorly. And now France is going to win the whole thing.
France is now, after their win yesterday, cumulatively over the last three World Cups, they have won 17 games, lost one, and they have two draws. But that is bonkers. The loss is in the final 4 years ago on penalties to Messi and Argentina. And I don't remember what the draws are, but obviously they must have been in the prelims because there are no draws once you get to the knockouts. You gotta play extra time or get to PKs. So they were the favorite going in, right? And they certainly have lived up to it, I think.
They were about plus 450, I think, on the high side coming into the World Cup. And then after group play, the oddsmakers were like, yep, let's cut that down. let's move them to 350, 3.25. And then I actually got a text yesterday. So Mbappe scored at the 60-minute mark. Dembele scored at 66 to take a 2-0 lead on Morocco, launching them into the, you know, semifinals, mind you, Bulldog. And I get a text from my buddy. I kind of like France to win it all. I'm like, wow, nothing gets by you. You know? Yeah. Yeah, reinventing the wheel. I mean, they're plus 140 to win the whole thing, so it's not a coin flip, but it's damn close.
Yeah. Well, how, I mean, the scene around it, even with the U.S. out, I mentioned you're at this watch party for the France-Morocco match yesterday. That has been, I mean, I haven't been to watch parties, but just seeing all of the colors and the parades through cities and all the stuff, I got to tell you, when this thing, we knew it was coming, obviously for a long time, I was not super pumped about it. Like, I just didn't, it didn't mean much to me that North America was hosting this thing. And as soon as it started, I was like, oh, yeah, this kind of rules, having all these people come visit and, you know, or people in bigger cities like yours where there's a significant population, whatever, like Toronto. I got a friend of mine that went up to Toronto to watch, I think it was Portugal, Croatia, and those are two of the biggest populations in Metro Toronto. And, like, what a cool thing for that match to end up being there. So the sort of the, for lack of a better way to put it, the pageantry of it has really kind of won me over.
Absolutely. And in Chicago, I've been lucky now to cover, let's see, I've covered multiple, not games, but, you know, watch parties, yeah, I guess. Yeah. There's this huge bar in the West Loop, and the capacity is about 2,800. And I saw a full capacity bar probably four or five times. I was out there maybe seven or eight. I'm kind of sick of the place, wink, wink. And I can't wait for a breather from soccer watch parties. But got to hang with the American fans multiple times, the Mexican fans multiple times. I mean, you want to talk about a loose crowd. Holy cow, man. I mean, there was a night I had to go because our station, you know, Chicago's very diverse, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's like 33% white, 33% black, 33% Hispanic. Like, it's pretty close to that. So there's a huge, you know, denomination of Mexican soccer fans. There was a match at 8 o'clock where I swear to God the bar was packed at 4.
Yeah.
4 hours before the match, Modelo, tequila, tajin, you name it. So by the end of the match at 10:15, we're on live TV. Some woman walks up to me on live TV and dumps a Modelo over my head.
Mm.
Like, that's what we're dealing with some of these fan bases. I got to deal with you know, the UK. I think the French fans are the most fun. The Mexican fans definitely the most wild, and the American fans probably the most timid. I will tell you this too. I think my favorite storyline from this World Cup was that group of Scottish fans that that were in Boston and never had ranch dressing for the first time, and they were trying to smuggle bottles of ranch on their planes home, and they, like, TSA was saying, "Nah, you can't do that."
Amazing. Sam Padianovich on the line with us from Chicago. So from a gambling perspective, is there anything smart to do with this, or just, like, put it all on France?
Well, I don't know about put it all. I think there's a world where Norway pulls an upset against England tomorrow. And I, like, obviously I can't sit here and tell you to bet France at plus 130 or bet Mbappe to, you know, yeah, to be the MVP, win the Golden Boot or whatever. But, like, there's a chance that this Holland kid has a couple of goals tomorrow and then maybe gets one more in the semis and he ends up winning the golden, what do they call it? The Golden Boot, I guess, is the most goals. Uh-huh. Like, DraftKings says top goal scorer. I lose track of what these awards are and what they're called, but to score the most goals, Messi and Mbappe now are both plus 130. So they're saying it's one of those two. But if Norway can get by England tomorrow,
yeah.
It'll be because of this kid, Haaland, Erling Haaland, who has, oh, by the way, 72 goals in 54 matches for Norway. Insanity. I mean, that's Gretzky-level point-per-game type stuff, you know?
Yeah.
He's 8-1 to have the most goals. It's unlikely. He's not the favorite. But the only way Norway makes it through into maybe the final, if they can get two more wins, he has to go off. So at 8-1, I'm a little intrigued. I'll say that.
Do you happen to know how far behind those guys he is at this point? I'm sorry to ask you that. I don't have it in front of me either.
I think he's a goal back.
Yeah.
But the problem is that Messi and Mbappe can score, you know, two per game, like, right, no issue.
And their teams are bigger favorites too, I think. So, yeah, right.
Yeah, well, they're expected to play in the final. I mean, the math basically tells you we're going to get a repeat of the 2022 final, which is France and Argentina. Let's see. World Cup scoring stats, dot, dot, dot. Mbappe has 8. Messi has 8. Holland has 7. Kane has 6.
What are the odds on Kane? Because if they can
Kane,
get...
you can, yeah, you can find... See, this is how you're supposed to think, though, right? Everybody can say Mbappe.
Right.
You can find Kane right now at 12 to 1.
All right. I'm not the expert, but I, the same logic that you use on Holland, I think, applies to Kane. Like, if he helps them get past Norway, then, you know, or if England gets past Norway, he probably scores. So now he's one back, and it, recognizing Mbappe and Messi will keep scoring too, probably. But I don't know. I might, you know me, I'd rather lose $10 than win 12. So let me get on the guy who's probably not going to win because the odds are better. Sam Panayotovic, our guest on the Western Hotline here for a couple of more minutes. All right, enough World Cup. I wanted to ask you about the AFC here in the time we've got left, because it's dawned on me this week working by myself. It's easily something I could have stumbled upon working with Mike, but just the conversations we've been having, that over the course of really since the Bills arrived as a contender in 2020, when Josh Allen blasted off, it's been mostly Chiefs, Bills, Ravens. Chiefs, Bills, Ravens. You know, Cincinnati's had a turn here or there. The Ravens have had weird years where they've missed. But mostly in the summer, we're talking about those three are kind of on a tier by themselves. And I wonder if you think, I think maybe that tier is gone. I feel like the other teams here, Denver, New England, the Chargers maybe, Houston or Jacksonville, I feel like they're closer to the Bills and the Chiefs and the Ravens than they were even a year ago.
So according to most sports books, the number one tier is still Baltimore and Buffalo, but those are two teams that haven't won jack, you know, but they're just like, they're constantly highly rated and highly respected by the sports books. I mean, Baltimore has been either one or two in the sports books for the last 5 years. Ever since Lamar won that first MVP, they've been very highly rated and highly respected. But after those two, you've got six teams between 7-1 and 10-1. So that kind of speaks to the volatility or maybe the balance of power. I mean, Baltimore, Buffalo in order, New England, Kansas City, LA Chargers, Houston Texans, Denver Broncos, Cincinnati Bengals. Those eight teams are all between 5-1 and 10-1. It just speaks to the uncertainty of who's the best. Now, we could put Baltimore and Buffalo 1 and 2 because people are going to bet. Like, if you put Baltimore at 8 or Buffalo at 8, it's going to get bet.
Right.
So you might as well just save some money on the back end across the counter. Just make them both 5. You know, Lamar's awesome. Allen's awesome. But you're seeing ascension from the Patriots, the Texans, and definitely the Broncos. The biggest bets, though, in Vegas, I had John Murray on Fox Chicago yesterday. He said that their biggest liability right now on the AFC side is Joe Burrow and the Bengals. He said they wrote a couple of bets on them to win the Super Bowl, substantial bets, like $10,000 bets, and they are just loaded on Bengals to win the AFC bets. My counter was, are they going to play any defense? And he said, well, they might not have to.
Yeah.
I mean, if Burrow and them can throw up 30 points a game, they can make the Super Bowl. Why not?
I recognize that one guy does not have the impact on the defensive side of the ball that, say, like a quarterback would have on odds. But I feel like the Bengals' defense narrative completely ignores that they made the move to pick up Dexter Lawrence. Like, that's a significant piece. That's one of the top 5 defensive tackles in the sport. Again, I know that's not a meter mover from the odds perspective, but I think the Bengals defense is so bad thing is just sort of, I almost want to say it's getting a little lazy. So
that could be true. Yeah. And if you want to fade narratives, you know, the NFL is the sport to do it in. I mean, everybody and their mother told me you got to bet Saquon Barkley to win the offensive player of the year last year, after he won it the year before.
Yeah. No.
You know, it's like,
right.
You don't want to be late to the party. And I'll tell you what, I didn't plan on saying this. I'm looking right now. There's an 11-1 on Burrow to win the MVP. That's not a bad bet, man.
I think I like it. All right, Sam. Well, are you going to be on the scene for Norway, England, or do you get a Saturday off?
I'm off Saturday, Sunday for until further notice, but that will all change once the Bears start.
All right, man. Well, appreciate you carving out the time as always. We did not get to like half of what I texted you this morning that we would talk about, but you know, that's how it usually goes.
Time flies when you're having fun, Bulldog. You know that.
Enjoy the weekend. Best to the wifey, and we'll talk again next week.
All right, see you, man.
That's our dude, Sam Paniatovich, Sammy P on the Twitter machine, Fox Sports Chicago reporter, and betting expert. Odds making, I don't know. What do you want to be called? I need to text Sam because when he had his show, we just talk about his show, but he didn't have the show anymore. He's working in Fox. Anyway, 803-0550 is, I make everything so hard, 803, including saying the phone number. 803-0550, there it is. Anything that's been covered so far, welcome to it. Paul Hamilton coming your way at the top of the hour for another angle on what's gone on this offseason so far in hockey, hoping to have some time to look at the rest of the Atlantic Division, or at least a few of the teams in the Atlantic Division, with Paul coming up here in about 15 minutes. So do stay tuned for that. Mike is away. I am the Bulldog, and this is WGR.